Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
I think I'll make a wish on it. I wish the pandemic was over.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. Upon a star, as dreamers do.
Yeah. FDA announced yesterday that teenagers from 12 to 15 years old can get the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, but only if they can figure out how to sign up for an appointment on the internet. Oh, and they're all signed up. Okay.
Wow, Elmo, so you're pretending to be a doctor?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Elmo pretended to go to medical school last week, and over the weekend, Elmo pretended to have his internship, and this morning, Elmo pretended to have his residency, and now Elmo is a fully licensed pretend doctor.
That is some very, very thorough pretending, Elmo.
Yeah, well, you should see Elmo's pretend med school bills. Yikes.
It is so important to keep people happy and healthy.
Oh, Dr. Elmo knows. Oh, that's why he's about to take care of his patient, Baby David.
Is Baby David here for a checkup?
Oh, yes, yes, he is, yes. And he's also here for his Vaselines.
Do you mean vaccines, Elmo?
Oh, right. Vaccines, that's right. Yeah, just like Elmo got. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, how's Baby David doing?
Let's see. Baby David, how you feeling? Okay. Well, Baby David is a little afraid.
Just a little?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you let Baby David know that vaccines can help keep him safe by protecting him from germs that might make him sick?
Oh, did you hear that, Baby David? What's that?
What's he saying?
Well, he wants to know if it's going to hurt.
Well, just a little bit.
Okay. Well, Baby David's maybe a little bit more worried now.
Well, maybe you can help him, Dr. Elmo. Do you remember what you did to help you not be afraid when you got your vaccine?
Oh, hey, yeah, that's right. Okay, Dr. Elmo will tell Baby David all about it. Oh, don't worry, Baby David. It'll be okay. It may hurt a little bit, but if you sing a song when you get your vaccine, it will help take your mind off of it.
Back in the days before it all started, I was going my way like I'd always done. Now I'm looking around for my dearly departed, wandering these streets like I'm all alone. What are we doing? Are we getting back to normal? Can we find ourselves out in the world again? What are we doing? Are we getting back to normal? Find we're somewhere we ain't never been. I always believed the world had an answer, but now I think that I've been thinking all wrong. The questions I had, well, I never really asked them. The truth is, I don't want to know after all. What are we doing? Are we getting back to normal? Can we find ourselves out in the world again? What are we doing? Are we getting back to normal? And we'll find we're somewhere we ain't never been. Out in the world again. somewhere we ain't never been.
This week, the CDC announced that fully vaccinated people no longer have to wear masks or socially distance, except if you go to most places. Anyway, have fun out there. After the announcement, President Biden told Americans to take off your mask and smile, even though take it off and smile is the first example in every workplace harassment seminar. The CDC announced last week that fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks in most indoor or outdoor settings. Oh, my God, finally, said unvaccinated Americans. After the CDC announced that on Thursday, the vaccinated people no longer need to wear face masks indoors, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that masks will still be required in the chamber. And when Marjorie Taylor Greene heard that, she became so unhinged that nobody noticed any change in her demeanor whatsoever. Senator Mitch McConnell, he reacted to the news that masks were no longer required by lowering his mask and saying, "free at last," which is so wildly tone deaf. It's like if Matt Gaetz took off his mask and said, "I feel like a kid again."
According to recent studies, men who have had COVID can experience erectile dysfunction, and some have even reported a decrease in the size of their penis. Now, that's how you sell some masks. I mean, Fauci, you want people to get vaccinated, you need to run with this. Forget stop the spread. It should be stop the shrink.
According to new research, COVID-19 may increase the chance of erectile dysfunction. The study was released in the prestigious New England Journal of Now Will You Wear a Mask, Uncle Gary? The findings linking bedroom performance to COVID were first reported in a paper titled, and I'm not making this up, Mask Up to Keep It Up. Okay, Mask Up to Keep It Up really makes it sound like you should use your mask as a hammock for your penis. There is no better place for your penis to nap. Oh, worst part. These performance issues may not be temporary because the research found that COVID-19 can remain in penile tissue long after male victims recover from the worst symptoms of their illness. Yes, in this case, the doctors really mean it when they say, the hard part is over. There's a good chance this news might sway some people because a study of anti-maskers found that one of the things driving their hesitancy is a fear of emasculation. Pfft, no, man, I'm not wearing any mask. Not dying is for girls. Fellas, I hope you're listening. If you're worried about your Johnson, get the Johnson & Johnson. Ooh, and this is what I'll do. Quick shot to you. I wanna back you up. Quick shot to you. All night. Quick shot to your grandma now. Quick shot to you. Quick shot to back you up. Quick shot. 2021 has seen huge progress on COVID. President Biden's stated goal was for 70% of adults to receive at least one dose by July 4th. And if we don't make that goal, he's just going to mass vaccinate with the M80 Big Bang Blaster Bodies. As of Saturday, nearly 60% of adults in America had received at least one dose. And according to the latest Axios Ipsos Little Debbie's Swiss Rolls poll, 75% of respondents said they either had gotten the vaccine or were likely to get it. Well, that restores my faith in my fellow Americans. Given the choice, only a quarter of the population has chosen plague. According to the poll, people are feeling better emotionally, possibly because 59% of Americans visited friends in the last week, which is the highest of the pandemic. Finally, Americans are seeing friends again instead of binging friends again.
This is harder than I thought it would be. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure.
We can see our friends' faces again because last week the CDC announced that fully vaccinated people don't need to wear masks in most cases. That is most cases. Remember, you still have to wear a mask if you're traveling by plane, by bus, or by scuba. Now remember, these rules are for vaccinated people only, which sounds great until you realize the CDC made this announcement without any good way to confirm who has been vaccinated. So the CDC is relying on unvaccinated Americans to be honest with each other, which is never going to happen. As one psychologist put it, many will lie. Many are lying, have been lying, adding, I always lie, and the previous statement was true, causing all of the robots' heads to explode. But if you're vaccinated, you don't need to worry about your lying, unvaccinated neighbors. As CDC Director Rochelle Walensky explained.
If you are vaccinated, we are saying you are safe, you can take off your mask, and you are not at risk of severe disease or hospitalization from COVID-19. If you are not vaccinated, you are not safe. Please go get vaccinated or continue to wear your mask. What we are really asking the American people to do is to be honest with themselves and to not remove their masks until they are safe.
Okay. The only thing Americans need to stay safe is to be honest with themselves. We are doomed. I think with this announcement, you're going to see a lot of smiling faces. They may have been smiling before, but now you're actually going to see them. Dr. Walensky continued with her good news.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
Oh, hell yes! I'm finally going to watch Godzilla versus Kong the way it was meant to be seen. On a plane. I'm getting a little emotional right now because after 14 months of isolation, I'll finally be able to do my favorite things with the people I love the most. But remember, all this good stuff is only for vaccinated people. The CDC is making a huge distinction between Americans who did or did not get the shot. They even put out this actual handy chart. On the left, unvaccinated people with yellow and red shades of risk. But on the right, vaccinated people are all green for the go. We can do everything, everything maskless, from visit a hair salon to visit a movie theater, even participate in an indoor high-intensity exercise class, which is amazing because I've never been able to do that before. Now, not everybody is comfortable tossing their masks aside yet, and experts want those people to go at their own pace.
I heard you say to Gayle King, she said that that people were looking at her funny for wearing a mask, even though she's vaccinated. Is there anything wrong with that? And should people be side-eyeing them?
No, not at all. I mean, people have to make their own personal choice.
As a rule, we are anti-side-eyeing.
But even with these new freedoms, a lot of people are still hesitant to get a shot.
The global pandemic has come to your town.
Yay, hey, vaccinate now.
To encourage people to get vaccinated, some governors out there are getting pretty creative, like Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. DeWine took to the Twitters yesterday to announce a drawing for adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. The winner will receive $1 million. Wow! The money comes from federal COVID relief funds, but the drawing itself will be conducted by the Ohio Lottery, which is why in Ohio, vaccination cards are now also scratchers. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Come on, baby. Come on. Syringe. Syringe. Damn, bleach! Here in New York, New York, big city of dreams, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that Shake Shack is offering a free burger and fries to vaccinated people.
McDonald's will release new McCafe cups later this year that include vaccination information and federal health slogans to promote vaccine confidence. Something like, what are you worried about? You eat here.
Last week, the CDC officially announced that aside from a few exceptions, people who have gotten the COVID vaccine no longer need to wear masks to stay safe. And I was so excited. I went out to a bar, I walked into traffic, I went skydiving into a pool of sharks, didn't have a mask on for any of it, and it felt great, except for my leg. But now, some people are telling the CDC to slow their roll.
With only 37% of the population fully vaccinated, some public health experts say more people need to be getting shots in arms before taking off masks.
The CDC went from 0 to 100 overnight.
I think people should continue wearing masks indoors for probably another few weeks.
The largest nurses union in the country disagreeing with the CDC, condemning the mask rollback, saying it puts those who are immunocompromised, children, and frontline workers at risk.
Several health experts are questioning whether federal officials are moving too fast by loosening mask recommendations. According to the Washington Post, more than a dozen physicians called the decision premature.
Epidemiologist fight!
So, on the one side, you have the CDC saying, take off your masks, and on the other side, you have experts saying, that is crazy. And look, I'm not surprised, people. Experts disagree all the time. You know, like how 9 out of 10 dentists want you to brush your teeth, and then that last dentist is just like,
just let your teeth rot, bro. Live your life.
Plus, experts have been disagreeing with each other throughout this pandemic. Is it airborne? Is it safe to go back to school? Do you have to pay for a gift at a Zoom wedding? But I won't lie. When you've got respected scientists on both sides of an argument like this, it makes it very hard to know what to do. That's why I'm so grateful for anonymous Twitter replies. Those people always know the answer. So wise. But look, man, either way, I know that a lot of people are confused right now about which experts to listen to and which solutions to trust. The point is, the CDC is getting a lot of backlash from experts who want people to keep masking up. And unfortunately for the CDC, some people who have wanted to get rid of the masks this whole time are also mad at them.
I'm sure you've seen the Republican criticism saying, well, great, this is encouraging, says Andy Biggs, but questioning the timing of this. Biggs says this, while the new mask guidance is encouraging, the CDC and my far radical left colleagues only chose to do this to distract from the consequences of catastrophic policy decisions that have been heard around the world. You gotta love Marsha Blackburn asking in a tweet, why today the science hasn't changed? Jim Jordan has a theory on why things are changing.
This is poll-driven. Well, all this bothers Americans and they're done with it all.
Well, if Jim Jordan thinks this is a cover-up, I trust him. Because Jim Jordan knows a lot about cover-ups. And you gotta admit, this reaction is a little weird, man. Because it's been months. Months of Republicans complaining about mask rules. But now they're upset that the mask rules are being relaxed? What? It's like Mariah Carey getting mad at you because she got you for Christmas. No, Mariah, you said this was all you wanted. So, the CDC is taking fire from all sides. But guys, they're just reflecting what the science is. And everyone agrees that if you are vaccinated, it is very unlikely that you will get sick or spread the virus even without a mask. You know, it's like me clicking install updates now rather than remind me later. I mean, it's technically possible, but it's not actually gonna happen. And to be clear, a lot of places are accepting the CDC's new guidance. The problem is how to actually enforce it.
Some major retailers are dropping mask requirements for vaccinated shoppers in response to the latest CDC guidelines. Among the names on the list, Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, Trader Joe's, and Publix. This new policy also goes into effect starting today at Starbucks.
Fully vaccinated customers don't need to wear the mask in stores.
This is the honor system. That's right. Nobody's asking for your vaccine card. And so the hope is everybody's going to be a good citizen, look out for each other.
The only problem is if there is no verification of vaccination status. We are now exposing the two-thirds of the country, and we're seeing that the honor code is already not working.
Yeah, no. There is no way you're going to be able to trust customers with the honor system. I mean, have you ever seen the 10 items or less line? People will walk into that lane, look the cashier straight in the eyes, and then proceed to drop 22 items on the checkout counter, just daring them to say something. And I know it's not practical to check the vaccination status of everyone who walks into your store, but if they suspect an unmasked person isn't vaccinated, I mean, they could at least try to catch them in a lie.
That second shot was crazy, huh? I mean, the way it came down from the ceiling in that robot arm and it had the liquid nitrogen, that was crazy, right?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Aha!
But yes, because this is all based around the honor system, lots of unvaccinated people won't be wearing masks, even though they should be. Which is ironic, because as it turns out, a lot of vaccinated people who don't need to wear a mask anymore are gonna keep doing it anyway.
But even with the option to take off their masks, both indoors and outdoors, many who've been vaccinated say they're remaining cautious and keeping them on.
I think I will probably still wear a mask until I feel like it's safe enough to not. Yeah, and you know, it's not just to protect me, but to protect, you know, like the CDC has said, protect the ones around us.
Last week they tell you everybody must wear a mask, and now 2 days later they're saying take off your mask. I don't trust any of it.
If you're not wearing your mask, I kind of want to stay away from you.
It's tough to explain to the kids as well how we can take our masks off, but they have to keep them on.
Until I get more information, until I get more directions, I'm going to keep the mask on.
Wow. I can't believe we were worried that we wouldn't know who's vaccinated or not. Because now it's obvious. The vaccinated people are the ones still wearing masks.
Now that there's finally some light at the end of this pandemic tunnel, at least for the US and wealthier countries that are hoarding all the vaccines, anti-maxxers are now reconsidering the use of masks, not to protect against COVID-19, but to protect themselves from people who have been vaccinated.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.